This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Agatiar, Agatin Kvital. So, usually we have the Shir Wednesday night, and the truth is that before a Sukkot is really, it's nearly impossible. There's no time to have a Shir on the Parsha. But here we have Parshas Hazinu, and it's a neglected Parsha. But on the other hand, I couldn't not give a Shir on Hazinu. We had such good material. I didn't want to wait till next year. Kulei hai v'ulai. So, mitzvah haba liyadcha al tachmitzena. Tonight's shir, the shir man sefer devarim, are generously sponsored by the Zakheim family, by Dr. Zakheim and Mishpachta, Eli Nishmas, Rav Shlomo Eliezer, Ben Harav Yaakov, Zakheim, and Eli Nishmas, Rivka Bas Tuvia Halevi. We're very grateful that Dr. Zakheim has generously offered to sponsor the shir man sefer Bereishis already. So we're looking forward to that. Tonight's show is sponsored by our dear friend Yaakov Mizrahi of Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mashpia on them. Shefa bracha v'atzlacha. Okay, Parshas Hazinu. Or it is known as Shiras Hazinu. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayilech, V'ata kisvu lachem es hashir hazois. And now, write for yourselves this song, V'lamda es b'nei Yisrael, and teach it to the Jewish people. Simach b'fihem. Place it in their mouths, lamantia liashir hazois, so that this song should serve le'ed as a warning, as a prophet, as a witness b'vnei Yisrael. So we know this is referring to the mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah. The Torah commands us that the 613th mitzvah is to write a sefer Torah. The Rush says that one fulfills that mitzvah by purchasing svarim. But literally, the Torah says to write the Sefer Torah. But actually, Rashi says that Kisvu Lechem Es Hashir says, write this song. What song is that? To write Shiras Hazinu. Okay, so Rashi in Vayelech says, write this song, Hazinu Hashamayim, Ad V'chiper Ad Mosayamoy. Write the song of Hazinu. Interesting. The Gemara Nedarim says on Daf Lamed Ches, V'ata kisvu lechem es hashir hazois. Hashira lechuda, just write the song. Lamantia li hashir hazois, so that this song should be le'ed, testimony, b'vnei Yisrael. Says Rashi, what does it mean it should be testimony? It's testimony that Klal Yisrael should learn the whole Torah. Somehow Hazinu is witness, is testimony that Klal Yisrael should learn the whole Torah. How does Hazinu teach and instruct that you should learn the entire Torah? That's the question of the Divrei Shaul. The Divrei Shaul is Rav Yosef Shaul Halevi Natanzan, the author of Shoyel Umeshev. Actually, the Tshuvas Shoyel Umeshev is the largest corpus of oral law since the Talmud Bavli. Since the Babylonian Talmud, the biggest body ever written of tshuvos or anything by any chacham was Shaul Tshuva Shoyel Umeshev. Rav Yosef Shaul Halevi Natanzan. So he wants to know, how is writing the Shiras Hazinu somehow a warning, an admonition that we should learn Kol HaTorah Kula? Okay, that's question number one. Question number two. In this week's parashah Hazinu, Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Mem Hei, the pasuk says, Vayichal Moshe ledaber, Moshe finished speaking, as kol hadvarim ha'ila, all of these things. What's all of these things? Should say, as hadvarim ha'ila, these things. What's kol hadvarim ha'ila? Why all of these things? And by the way, the next pasuk is pretty repetitious. Because the next pasuk says, "Vayichal Moshe ledaber es kol hadvar ma'ila ko Yisrael." Vayoyimar aleim. He said, "Simu levavchem lechol hadvarim." Pay attention to all the things. Like again, Moshe finished saying all the things, and he said to them, "Pay attention to all the things." Why this repetition over here? Okay, so let's see how the Rambam codifies the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Rambam Liana Chazaka and Hilchos Sefer Torah Parag Zayin. The Rambam says, "Mitzvas aseh al kol ish v'ish mi Yisrael." There's a positive commandment on every man of Israel, lichtoiv sefer Torah la'atzmai, to write a sefer Torah for himself. Shenemar v'ata kisu lechem es hashira. Now this is unbelievable. It's a Pashat Rambam, and somehow this is a Rambam that's overlooked. Here, the Rambam saying, every Jew is obligated to write a Sefer Torah, because the Pasuk says, write this song, Kiloimar, Kisvu Lechem Torah, write a Torah that has Hazinu in it. So how is that a mitzvah to write the whole Torah? So the Rambam says, because you're not allowed to write only one part of the Torah. So since you have to write Hazinu, so you have no choice, you have to write Kol HaTorah Kula. I mean, so really the mitzvah is to write this little tiny parsha. The only thing is, once you write it, you got to write Kol HaTorah Kula. So the mitzvah is really just to write Hazinu. The only thing is, you now have to write just one parsha, so you have no choice but to spend $75,000. Really, it should be like a mezuzah. The only thing is,
we have parshas that we write only one parsha.
That's if it's a mezuzah. But Torah, or a tefillin. But Torah, you can't write parshiyos. But if you wanted to know what is Torah, Torah is Hazinu. The only thing is, you can't just write Hazinu. So we just, agavurcha, write 99% of the Torah. It's a very unusual mitzvah, asks Rabbi Avram Gorowitz, the Gateshead Rosh Hashiva. Why would the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah be formulated? Hashem says, write Hazinu. After you wrote Hazinu, well, you have no choice. You can't write the Torah Parshios. So you have to write Kol HaTorah Kula. So what is...
You can't even write Hazinu first and then say...
Right. You have to start from the beginning. But the thing is, we don't really care about anything else but Hazinu. The only thing is, you can't just write Hazinu. So you got to start from Bereishis. I mean, talk about... Naftali, go clean your room. But you can't just clean your room. While you're cleaning, Agavurcha, learn the whole Shas. You know, it's like...
Oh, who's the one that says it together?
Rashi identifies Hashira Hazois is Hazinu. Yeah. But so the Rambam says, it refers to Hazinu. The only thing is, you can't just write Hazinu. So you just have to write Kol HaTorah Kula. It's unusually... Rashi does know that, and that's why the mitzvah is to write the whole Torah only because there's no way just to write one parsha. So agav the parsha of Hazinu, you write Kol HaTorah Kula. So let's talk about a few very interesting things and important things about Parshas Hazinu. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam says that some places they have a minhag to read every day after Yishtabach Oz Yashir. Okay? Originally Oz Yashir was not part of Psukei Dezimra. Some people would say it after Yishtabach, and then somehow it developed that we say it in Psukei Dezimra. Says the Rambam, V'yesh mekoymos shekoyren shiras hazinu. Some places, instead of Oz Yashir, they say Hazinu every single day. The whole parsha. It's not a long parsha. It's 52 psukim. V'yesh yechidim shekoyren shtei hashir. Some people would say both. Hakol lefi haminag. You know, so... somehow, whoever selected Oz Yashir, it was between Oz Yashir and Hazinu, said, okay, Oz Yashir. But there was an ancient custom to say Hazinu every single day. Furthermore, Mustafan Shabbos. What was the song of the Levium? Mustafan Shabbos. Hazivlach. What's Hazivlach? Hazinu. Hazivlach stands for Hazinu, Sechor, Yarkivehu, Vayar, Lulei, Kiyadin. Haziv lach. So the Bnei Yisoschar brings in the Agada Perka that a segula is to learn every day the Shira of Hazinu, and it's a segula to be saved from apikarsus and from false ideology. Okay, so if you need a segula, most people are not looking for segulas to be saved from apikarsus. Most people don't mind. Okay. A little apikarsis. I never saw somebody do, what are you doing? I'm doing a skula for, it's badaka menusa. For what? For a shidduch? No. For money? No. For apikarsis. I never in my life saw somebody do a skula. In fact, probably nobody in their whole life ever did something for a skula, probably. But the Bnei Yisachar says that a skula to be saved from apikarsus is hazinu. Then we have a sefer, She'eris Nasan. He says, saying hazinu baal peh is the skula for parnasa. Now, I don't understand that, because you're not allowed to say it baal peh. Because varm shabachsav yefshar. So you mean, so what, it's a lav? But if you do it, you get parnasa? I don't know. I don't get the whole thing. He also says another school for parnasa is to say the whole Tehillim Shabbos morning before Shachras. Okay. Anyway, we see that Hazinu has a certain supernatural powers to it. Again, according to the Rambam, this was said daily. This was the Shira of the Leviim by the Musaf of Shabbos. And this is Oyam Venoira. Says Reb Tzadik HaKohen, it's a mitzvah, the Eiraisa, to learn Parshas Hazinu. Why? Because the pasuk that says you have to write a Sefer Torah says, Kisvu lachem es hashir hazois, which literally is a mitzvah to write Hazinu, but you can't just write Hazinu, you have to write the whole Torah. But the pasuk continues, V'lamda, teach it, es b'nei Yisrael, sima b'fiem, that's going on Hazinu. So there's a mitzvah in the Torah, specifically, to learn Hazinu. And I don't know why, says Reb Tzadik HaKohen, the Moinei HaMitzvahs don't count as one of the 613 mitzvahs, the mitzvah of learning Parshas Hazinu. He says it could be, because there's no set time. So how often do you have to learn it? So maybe you only have to learn it once in your lifetime. At the very least, you're yotzei the mitzvah by learning it once a year. But at the end of the day, learning Hazinu is a mitzvah d'oraisa, says Reb Tzadik HaKohen. So let's analyze, let's learn some of the... There's an amazing quality of Parshas Hazinu. The Balaturim in the beginning of the Parsha says on the words, Ha'azinu, Hashamayim, Va'adabera, V'sishma, Ha'aretz, Imre, Fi. Well, says the Balaturim, take the word Hashamayim. Hashamayim is Gematria 395. Okay? Write that down. Va'adabera is Gematria
218.
Va'adabera is 7, 11, 13, 18, 218. What's 395 and 218? 613. Ha'azin, hash, the words, ha'shamayim ba'adabera, is tayag. Meaning, ha'azinu, the tayag mitzvahs. Pay attention to the 613 mitzvahs. Fine? So we see that hazinu is not just a song, but it's an admonition to heed the words of the Torah. Comes the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon drops the bombshell of the century. Okay, I've seen in a number of Sfarim, they say, they heard in the name of the Vilna Gaon, meaning they were never able to find inside. Where does the Gra say this? So, I saw in very prestigious Sfarim, they were never able to find where the Gra says the following bombshell, but here it is. Ah, the Gra writes this in the Sefer Hadras Kodesh. Hadras Kodesh is a Kabbalistic commentary on the Tanakh. Much of it is on Megillas Rus. And the Gra writes, "Beparshas Hazinu Tar Yag Tevois." There's 613 words in this week's parsha. What? There's 613 words in this week's parsha. Okay, that's the first comment of the Gra. Now, at the end of every parsha, it tells you how many psukim. So, I believe Hazinu has 52 psukim. But it doesn't give you the words. The Gra says 613 words in Hazinu. Okay? The Gra in Adaras Eliyahu says, Beshira, Vayechal Moshe Ledaber Es Kol Hadvorim. Moshe finished saying everything. Why? She Beshira Hazois Kolul Kol HaTorah Kula Im Kol Mitzvayseha Kaminyan Chorus Al Haluchais. Chorus is Gematria. Mayor, what's a ches? Ches. Eight, right? What's a resh? 200. What's a vav? 6. What's a tough, Naftali? Tough? That's the biggest, the last letter. 400.
Oh.
400. Charos. There. How many words are in Hazinu? Charos. What's Charos? Well, Ches is 8. Resh is 200. Vav. 614! There are actually 614 words in this week's parasha. Charos al haluchos. Now this blew me away. What's 614? Chachma is 73. Bina is 67. Das is 474. Chachma, Bina, Das is 614. That's cool, Mayor, right? Yes or no? Yeah, okay, just making sure. Chachma, Bina, Das is 614. From here we learn that the whole Torah is included in the Shira. Torah is, there's 614 words. 614. Now, it's equal to the Ten Commandments. Does anybody know how many words are in the Ten Commandments? This the Baal HaTurim says, 620 Keser. Okay? The Baal HaTurim says, there's 620 letters in the Aseres HaDibrois, 620 letters in the Aseres HaDibrois, Taryag, and then Asher L'Re'ehu is 7. Chassam Sofer says each letter stands for one of the 7 mitzvahs D'Rabbanan. Okay? Asher L'Re'ehu. And so, but one second, I thought Chachma, Bina, and Das is 614. No, the Aseres HaDibrois is Chachma, Bina, Vadas, 620. Okay? So Hazinu is equal to the Ten Commandments. So the Ten Commandments are Chachma, Bina, Das, excuse me, Hazinu is Chachma, Bina, Das, and the Ten Commandments are Chachma, Bina, Vadas. So the Ten Commandments are equal to what? Parshas Hazinu. That's why it says Moshe finished saying Kol Advarim. That's why by the Ten Commandments it says Vayedaber Elokim es Kol Advarim Ha'ela. So by both of them it says Kol Advarim Ha'ela. That's why how many psukim in the first pasuk in Chumash? Why does Ashkenaz? Because that's how Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the tefillah. That was the. That's how it was given to us. Chachma, Bina, and Das are very important, but Deah, Bina, and Haskel is what the tefillah is for. What's the difference between Das and Haskel? We ask for Das. Choinein Hadas, right? But it's very interesting that how many psukim, how many words in the first pasuk in Chumash? Bereshis, bara, Elohim, eis, hashamayim, ve'eis, haaretz. So how many psukim in the words in the first pasuk of Chumash?
7.
How many words in the first pasuk in Hazinu? Ha'azinu, hashamayim, va'ada beira, ve'seshma, Ha'aretz, Imrei, Fi. Now, okay. What's the second pasuk in Chumash? V'ha'aretz, Ha'yisa, Sayu, Vavayu, V'choyshach, Al Penei, Sahaim, V'ruach Elokim, Mirachefes, Al Penei, Hamoyim. And how many? That's 14. And how many in the Hazinu Shem, Adonai, Imrei, Fi? Ya'aroif, Kamatar, Likhi, Tizal, Katal, Imrasi, Kisirim, Ale, Desha. V'chir v'yivim alei esav. So it's not the same. Says Agra, it's the same. You know why? Because we're not counting v'ha'aretz. We said v'ha'aretz. So we're not counting v'ha'aretz. We already counted it. And Elohim we don't count because we already said Rishas Bar Elohim. So what? No. It's the first Bereshis. Hazinu is second pasuk is 12, and Bereishis second pasuk is 14. But we're not counting V'ha'aretz, and we're not counting Elokim, the Gros says. So we see a parallel between Ha'azinu and Bereishis. By the way, says the Gra, in the first pasuk of Hazinu, there are 32 letters. Keneged, the 32 pathways of wisdom. The second pasuk has 49 letters. Keneged, the Sharei Bina. So there's a special this special teaching that Ha'azinu is Koilel Kol HaTorah Kula. Likewise, it's attributed to Rav Sadia Gaon that this parsha has 613 words. Keneged, the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. Fine. So you say, what? Now you say, okay, what's that going to do for me? Hazinu. Okay, what is that? Which mitzvah is that? Hashamayim. Which mitzvah is that? Va'adabera. Which mitzvah is that? So this is like the prophecy of the Gra. Nobody's been able to crack it. It's like sealed. It's like concealed. It's veiled. Nobody understood what the Gra means, that the 613 words of Hazinu correspond to the 613 mitzvahs. That is until a man by the name of Reb Chaim Perlmutter was studying the words of the Gra. Now, we know that the Moinei HaMitzvahs struggled to try to identify what are the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam says his 613. The Ramban says his 613. The Bahag says his 613. And in fact, the Radvaz wrote a sefer how to identify in each letter of the Aseres Hadibrois which mitzvah that it refers to. So, Anoichi, Aleph, Puravu, Nun, Mila, Chaf, Giranoshe. So, Reb Chaim Perlmutter, he said, he following the ways of the Radvaz and piggybacking of the holy revelation of the Gra, he applied himself to try to uncover and discover in Parshas Hazinu how each word alludes to a different mitzvah in the Torah. So he wrote an entire sefer on Parshas Hazinu and how each word corresponds to a different mitzvah. And on Shabbat Shuva, my friend Rav Asher Hertzberg, he brought me this black sefer. It's called Shira L'Chaim, Shira L'Chaim of Rav Chaim Perlmutter. And in it, he literally, with great ga'oinus and great creativity, he demonstrates how each word of Hazinu corresponds to all 613 mitzvahs. So luckily we have 3 days now until Sukkot. That should give us plenty of time to go through all 613 mitzvahs and where they're alluded to in Hazinu. You like that idea, Meir? Yeah? Okay, you have plenty of food to keep you going. So we'll do a few, okay? We'll do a few. Hazinu. And actually it's alluded to in order. And in the Rambam's order. And the way he does it is each word is a Rashi Tevois, and you have to use the word again and again and again to get to that particular mitzvah. So for example, Ha'azinu stands for Hamin Anushi. You know what Hamin Anushi means? Mankind. Because even Goyim have to do this. Zachar Yoilid. Hamin Anushi, all men. Zachar, all males, because women don't have to have children. You know that? Only males are commanded to have children. Why? Because after the woman gives birth, the woman's all in pain. But it's the poor husband, right? He's hyperventilating. He's schwitzing. He has all the pressure. And obviously, the reason why women are putter is because God never tells you to do something that hurts. So God can't tell a woman to have children. But a man has its man grandma. So. So, yeah, I mean, we could think of different reasons. So the word Hazinu stands for Hamin Anushi, mankind, Zachar, males, Yoilid, Nekeva, V'Zachar. Mankind, males, should give birth to female and male. So you say, why female and male? Because Gemara says, "Bas tchilos min yafel abanim." Okay. The next, Hashamayim. That's Mila. Hazachar shenoilad mishmoyne yomim. Miyoyim, now we go back to the hey again. Hivoldoi sheyatsa meirachem yimoil mibesarai. Mila is Hashamayim. I would add, you know, it's amazing that Mila is alluded to in Hashamayim because the Balaturim, I believe, says in Nitzavim, Mi yale lanu Hashamayma is Rashi Tevois. Mila. So we see Mila is a way to connect to the heavens. So Hashamayim is Mila. Va'adabira. The next mitzvah in the Torah. Gid Hanasha. Yehuda, are you allowed to eat a Gid Hanasha? No. But that's why none of the Chinese food we have has any Gid Hanasha in it. The rice is Gid Hanasha free. Okay. Va'adabira. V'hagid asher dovoik bayarach. And the sinew that clings to the thigh, retoish ha'achila. So that's gid hanosha. Next mitzvah.
He could have come up with any pasuk or combination of words. It didn't have to be.
I'm presenting you his. It's up to you to.
I'm saying, but the bearer didn't necessarily have to be.
No, he's trying to find an allusion in order of the mitzvahs. Could he found a more compelling remez to a different mitzvah? I never gave this a try. I'm sharing with you his attempt to find all 613 mitzvahs in the Torah in the words of Hazinu. Okay, v'sishma. This is Kiddush HaChodesh. V'hayareach takdishena shloisha. Three people, meaning the Bezdin, has to sanctify it. Meri'iyas Edim, through the testimony of Edim. That's a pretty good one. The next one is Karban Pesach. Ha'aretz. Ha'pesach, asherabim, semudim, hashchiteyo, acharei ritzas, tzel, hatzaharayim, esreshus, tzibor. Okay. So, and so on and so forth. He actually goes through all 613 words. And how it's alluded to in how it alludes to all the 613 mitzvahs. So the question is, but we saw that the Gra says there are 614 words in Hazinu. So what's the word, last word of Parshas Hazinu? You have a Chumash. What's the last word of Hazinu? Because that word has no mitzvah. Can I get it? The last word is Yisrael. Yeah? So Yisrael, says the Reb Chaim Perlmutter, Yisrael stands for the Zion Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan. How? Yud is Yivarech al kol ma'ashenene, make a brach on everything you eat. Also, the Yud is going to stand for two things. Yitol es hayadayim koidem achila, wash your hands before you eat. Bread. Shin is Shabbos koidesh yadlik neiros l'chavad hayom, light Shabbos candles, that's also D'Rabbanan. Reish is Rishuya Shabbos La'arei Ve'ruve Chatzeres Kedas Yashar Eruv. Aleph is Halel. Es Halel Likrois B'chagim U'chadoshim Asher Me'avdus L'chiros Oysanu Ga'al. And Lamed is Likrois HaMegillah B'Purim. And also Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. So the last word of Yisrael stands for the Zayin Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan. Okay, and therefore comes the Mole Ha'imer. Mole Ha'imer is Reb Ari Leib Tzintz, and he's what? Oh, you want to say according to Reb Tzadik HaKoyen that it should be there should be. No, you're just saying that Reb Tzadik HaKoyen made a 614th mitzvah. What's that? To learn Parshas Hazinu. So maybe that's why there's 614. I mean, there are really 613 mitzvahs, and then there's one mitzvah that encompasses everything, and that's learning Hazinu. Okay, we're going to come to... You want to say Ima Koilel?
Yeah.
Okay, but we're going to see. Okay, so the Gra says it's Dafka Gematria Chorus, which is Chachma, Bina, Das, or 620, is what? Chachma, Bina, Vadas. So the Mali HaOmer, Rabbi Aryeh Leib Tzins, he says that the repetition of the pasuk, look at number 22. Vayichal Moshe ledaber es kol hadvar ma'ilal kol Yisrael. Moshe finished teaching all of these things to all of Klal Yisrael. Vayomer Aleim, he said to them, you want to know kol haTorah kula? Simu levavchem, you need to infer, pay attention, delve, analyze. The only way you're going to ever get out the 613 mitzvahs from these 613 words is if you are delve and you analyze the psukim of the Chumash. Okay, so I want to share with you something very interesting. There's a sefer Binyan Shmuel from Rav Shmuel ben Kleinemus, and he brings that in his opinion the sefer Shira L'Chaim made a very big mistake. Because the sefer Shira L'Chaim says Ha'azinu is which mitzvah? Pruravu. And then the 613th mitzvah is Levanei. And what do you do with Yisrael? I don't know. It must be the Zayin mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. Well, says the Binyan Shmuel, if you look carefully in the Gra never said Hazinu is connected to the 613 mitzvahs. He says it's Kolul Kol HaTorah Kula Im Kol Mitzvahs Seha. The whole Torah with the mitzvahs. So what does that mean? The whole Torah with the mitzvahs. So he says as follows. There are two mitzvahs of learning Torah. One mitzvah is the act of learning, that's v'shinan tam levanecha, actively learning the Torah. But then there's a mitzvah that transcends and encapsulates and contains all 613 mitzvahs. And that is not the act of learning the Torah, but knowing the Torah encapsulates all 613. Yediyas HaTorah encapsulates all 613. And that's, there's no mitzvah in the Torah, he says, to know the Torah. The mitzvah is to learn. And then encompassing all 613 is knowing. Because Gadol HaLimud, great is knowing, because it brings to Maisa. So in his opinion, the knowing is Chachma Bina Vadas. You know which mitzvah knowing the Torah is? It's not a specific mitzvah, it transcends everything. That's included in Ha'azinu. Hazinu is be attentive, understand, recognize, study. And then once you do that, then come the next, the 613 mitzvahs. Okay. The Rav Meir Shapiro, in the Sefer Arla Meir, he brings this tradition of the Gra, that there's 613 words in Hazinu, that's how he says it. He says, the Pasuk in Hazinu says, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. What's the Chelek of Hashem? Do you remember this Pasuk? Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy Yaakov Chevel Nachalosoi. What's the Chelek of Hashem? What's Hashem's Chelek? What's Hashem's Chelek? Us. The Torah. The Torah. Ki chelek Hashem. The Torah is a sam chayim, an elixir of life. Ki chelek is 168. Gematria sam chayim. And this song is the whole Torah. Therefore, says Rav Meir Shapiro, Hazinu ends with what word? Yisrael. How does the Torah end with what word? Yisrael. Why? Because Hazinu is a microcosm of the whole Torah. Fine. Comes the Ar Avram, Rav Avram Gorowitz from Shiva of Gateshead. He says, maybe this could explain a little bit. The way of the mitzvah of writing a sefer was formulated, which the Rambam says, really the mitzvah is to write Hazinu. But you can't just write Hazinu, so you have to write Kol HaTorah Kula. So the way Rav Avram Gorowitz explains that is, Hazinu really is Kol HaTorah Kula. The reason why the Kavana of the Torah was to write Hazinu is because Hazinu is Kol HaTorah Kula. And once you're writing Hazinu, now you have to be able to understand how Hazinu alludes to the whole Torah. So now in order to do that, you need to actually learn the whole Torah. But the way writing the Sefer Torah is formulated is write Hazinu. And once you write Hazinu, Memela, you have to write Kol HaTorah Kula.
So when we do Mishnah Torah, why wouldn't it be enough just to learn Hazinu? Why do you have to do the whole Torah?
Exactly. Good point. What do you mean? It's a very good question. Why do you do a Mishnah Torah?
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that subject right now.
Okay.
You know, they asked Rabbi Yashiv about it. Rabbi Yashiv said not to do it.
Not to do it.
So he was asked if you have to be Matar Neder. Rabbi Yashiv said, no, you don't have to be Matar Neder.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, first of all,
there are a number of reasons. Also, there's no bracha made. Rabbi Yashiv said not to do it and not to be matar neder. And why he said not to be matar neder, I'll tell you privately. Yeah. But
that
the main reason is because we have a shir Hoshana Rabbanai, so we want you to come to the shir. Okay. So comes Rabbi Yosef Shalha Levi Natanzan. And he says as follows. He says it could be, remember the question that we started with. The question was, the Gemara says, and now write for yourself the Shira. So why? So that this Shira will propel you to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Right? The Gemara says, write Hazinu. Why? Leman tia li hashira azois le'ed b'vnei Yisrael, that by writing the Shira, you'll ultimately learn Kol HaTorah Kula. So how? The Divrei Shaul asks, how will writing Hazinu propel you to write, to learn Kol HaTorah Kula? What does Hazinu got to do with Kol HaTorah Kula? So says the Divrei Shaul, based on the tradition of the Vilna Gaon, that Hazinu encapsulates and encompasses Kol HaTorah Kula, because there's 613 words in Hazinu, and the 613 words encapsulate Kol HaTorah Kula. By learning Hazinu, you'll ultimately learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Ah, says the Divrei Shaul Oyem Venayra. How many mitzvos are there in the Torah? How many mitzvahs? So the Rambam says 613, and the Bahag says 613, and the Rambam said, who says? Who says there's 613 mitzvahs? The Rambam says, actually, the Gemara doesn't say there's 613 mitzvahs. The Gemara in the end of Makkos quotes Rabbi Simlai, who says, in his opinion, there's 613, but maybe others say there are more than 613. So Rambam says, we don't necessarily have a tradition, there's 613 mitzvahs. Says the Divrei Shaul, but according to the revelation of the Gra, that there's 613 letters, words, in Hazinu, because it encompasses Kol HaTorah Kula, it must be, it's Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai, that there's 613 mitzvahs. Not like the Ramban, that in fact, it's not just the isolated, lone opinion of Ramban, of the Rambam and the Bahag, and based on Rabbi Simloi, but there is a substantiation based on this great revelation of the Gra that there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. So Marv Rabbeisai, I just want to conclude by sharing with you that there's another element, an aspect of Hazinu, that in this sense, it also encapsulates the whole Torah. We learned there's 613 words in Hazinu. They correspond to the 613 mitzvahs. And we explained that's why the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah was formulated, write Hazinu, and Memelo, you write the whole Torah. And we explained this is a remez to the idea that really there's 613 mitzvahs. And we used it to explain, by the way, the Gra says there are really 614. The question is, what's the 614th word? Is it the mitzvah d'rabbanan? Is it the general mitzvah of knowing the Torah? There's another similarity and commonality between Hazinu and the Torah. The Gra in the Safra Tznius writes that everything that ever happened in the history of the world is alluded to in the first parak of Bereishis, in the first pasuk of Bereishis, in the first word Bereishis, Beis, Reish, Aleph, Shin, Yud, Taf, is alluded to everything that ever happened. We're now in the Taf. We're in the Taf now. We're actually in the Saf. Okay? Well, times are tough. The Ramban had a student who went off the Derech. His name was Avner. Avner. And Avner became a Kusi. And he became a great officer among the Kusim. And it was Yom Kippur. And the Ramban sent for Avner. And Avner took a Chazar. You know what a Chazar is? Not reviewing your Gemara. A Chazar is P-I-G. And he stuck it with a knife and he cooked it. And he asked Ramban, how many chayave krisis was I just over? And the Ramban said, 4. Avner said, no, according to the sheet of the riff, it comes out, it's a chalal iser, real I'm over 5. And the Ramban was maida, taka, you're over 5. And the Ramban said, what caused you to be koyf from the Torah? He said, Rebbe, you were once giving a shir, and you said that in Hazinu. So now we're about to learn the tradition of the Gra and Rav Saad Yagoin was taught by Ramban. The Ramban said, all the mitzvahs in the Torah and all of history is found in Hazinu. And everyone who ever lived is found in Hazinu. So Avner said, nah, I didn't believe it. That's impossible. So I went off the Derech and I became king of the Kusim. The Ramban says, actually, Avner, I didn't change my mind. Everything is alluded to in Hazinu. And if you don't believe me, ask me. So the student asked, okay, if you're right, where's my name Avner? So Ramban prayed. He prayed with his whole heart and his whole soul. And the following pasuk appeared to him. Amarti afehem ashbisa me'enosh zichram. The third letter of Afayim is an Aleph, of Ashbis is a Beis, of Me'enush is a Nun, of Zichram is a Reish, stands for Avner. And when the student heard that, he trembled, he fell on his face, he asked Ramban, can I do tshuva? And the Ramban said, but you're alluded to in the Pasuk, Ashbisa Me'enush Zichram, you're going to be wiped off the face of this world, I don't know that you could do tshuva. So what did he do? He took a boat without a captain, without a sailor, and he went on the boat, and he cried, and he cried, and till today we don't know what happened to him. Now, this sounds like the story of Acher, where Acher was told he can't do tshuva, and he really could have done tshuva. But Avner was told by the Ramban, he doesn't know if tshuva would help. Now, the first thing I want to bring out from here is the teaching of the Gra was already uncoded by Ramban. Secondly, not only is every mitzvah in the Torah alluded to in Hazinu, every occurrence that ever happened is alluded to in Hazinu. And afterwards, the Ramban prayed for him so that he should have a little bit of a kapara. And he came to Ramban in a dream and he said, thank you very much. Why? Because at least now your tefillah helped me that I'm going to Gehenna. Because for the last 12 months, they were putting me in the slingshot and they were slinging me from one place to the other and I had no respite. So at least now I'm going to Gehenna for 12 months and after that I'm not going to be not in Gehenna and not in Gan Eden. But at least the Tefillah of the Ramban bailed out Avner to some extent. The bottom line is, number one, this whole idea that we're bringing out from the Gra has already been uncovered by Ramban. And furthermore, not only does Hazinu encapsulate all the Torah, but Hazinu also encapsulates all of history. Sort of the same way the Torah encapsulates all of history, Hazinu itself encapsulates all of history. So it's sort of this microcosm of the whole Torah. And therefore we have this mitzvah, V'yata kisvu lachem es hashira hazois, where the Torah is, the whole Torah is called a zemer, zmirois hayulich chukecha, and specifically Hazinu, which is a microcosm of the Torah, which is 614 words, is also a microcosm of the Torah, a microcosm of history. And this is a great koyach of Hazinu, that the Rambam says back in the day they would read Hazinu every single day in part of Psukei the Zimra. The Igra the Pirka says it's a segula not to have apikarsos. And according to Reb Tzadik HaKohen, there's a mitzvah, the Eiraisa, to learn Parshas Hazinu, which hopefully we fulfilled that mitzvah a little bit this evening. I thank everybody for coming. I wish you all a gityar, a guten kvittel, and Bezos Hashem should have Zman Simchaseinu. Thank you everybody for coming. A guten nacht.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.